This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Thank you for joining us this morning. Beautiful, beautiful day in East Tennessee.
It's supposed to be perfect today.
We deserve it.
Gotta go play some golf or something.
We deserve it. Thunderstorms. We had a couple days of just raining every single day. We deserve it. We deserve the best. We deserve the best! Say that, DJ Khaled. I give you permission to run with that. We deserve the best! Just add in deserve in there, and your albums will sell. We deserve the best. And that's why we've had Chris Lowe on, and that's why we're going to have Grant Ramey on right now to talk about Tennessee basketball. And he joins us via the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Grant, thank you for blessing the show today, man. How you doing?
I am no Chris Lowe. You have misled your listeners.
Yes, you are.
I am not even close.
Yes, you are, man. You are. You are there. I'm empowering you, Grant. You're going to write the best story ever now because I'm empowering you. You are Chris Lowe. You're better than Chris Lowe. You're the best.
Chris Lowe is the Rolls Royce, and I'm the 87 Civic that has the floorboard rotten out and no air conditioning.
But it's clean. It's clean, though. It's clean.
It might be clean every now and then.
The rims are clean, too. Got some 20s on it.
Hubcaps.
Yeah, you good to go. All right, Grant. It's obvious that Rick Barnes can't recruit. He doesn't want to recruit. How did he get lucky in getting this big-time player, DJ Burns? I'm totally being sarcastic. Tennessee gets DJ Burns, one of the top players in the country. Tennessee fills a void for another big man. They do that, DJ Burns, and he chose Tennessee over South Carolina. How did Tennessee bring in DJ Burns?
This one's been a long time in the making. They've been after DJ. I think they offered him a couple of years ago. They've had him on unofficial visits to Knoxville multiple times. They had him on an official visit this spring. He was in the building when they hosted North Carolina. Yep. December on an unofficial visit. This has been a long, long time in the making. And it's been a... People have been trying to figure out, at least people in my industry, if he hasn't been committed to Tennessee longer, and if he was just a silent commit who was telling Tennessee he was coming while he was working out the 2019-2018 reclassification details and all that stuff. So Tennessee did their homework on him a long time ago. They started that relationship-building process then, and it's paid off because they got a really good basketball player out of it.
You are correct. Tennessee got a really good basketball player out of this, but I am of the belief that expectations should be tempered on him in this first season because of the guys he will have in front of him and because he was supposed to be a high school senior. What should Tennessee fans expect from DJ Burns in year one?
That's a good reminder that he should be a high school senior when he's going to be a freshman on the Tennessee basketball team. I think he's too good to be a redshirt candidate. Because I think he's too talented and he can contribute from day one. And if you can contribute, I'm not sure they want to redshirt a guy like that. I would bring him off the bench to back up Kyle Alexander at center. Give him minutes anytime he can. He'd be a big body down there that could move some people around, you would think, and be able to score. He's more of a back-to-the-basket big man, which those are kind of hard to come by these days. But if he could spell Kyle Alexander at center when he needs to, and Derek Walker can spell Grant Williams at the power forward when he needs to. Those are two big men that are two good options off the bench that should add a lot of depth and a lot of competition down low.
Grant, when I think of DJ Burns coming in as a senior that probably should be in high school when he comes in next year, I think about Jarnell Stokes, and you know Jarnell came in the middle of the season and should have been in high school, and he made a contribution there for Konzo Martin. Maybe DJ Burns can do some of the same things that Jarnell was able to do, and Jarnell had more pressure to come in to play. This team was not preseason ranked top five, top ten with a SEC Player of the Year and an NBA prospect there on the roster as well. So it won't be like they'll be looking at him to take the team over the hump like they did with Jarnell Stokes, but I see some similarities there for sure.
Yeah, that's a good point. And what are you always tweeting and talking about, these recruits that they look like they're 47 when they're 17? Well, I mean, DJ Burns, he might be 17, but he's 6'9", 250. I mean, that's a big kid, regardless of how old you are. That's a large body. So if he can come in, and you're right about they can slow play him a little bit. They don't have to rush him in and expect what was expected of Jarnell Stokes when he got here because this is a really young roster. It's really talented. It's deep. There's no need for him to have to step in and be the hero from day one. He can just, if you can help here and there, spell people off the bench, give them some good minutes on both ends of the floor. That's all he has to do, and just develop, just learn how to work, learn how to play on both ends the way he has to at this level. Learn from Grant Williams, learn from Kyle Alexander, and go from there.
Now, Grant, the hype train for Tennessee's basketball team in 2018 is rolling at hyper speed. You got Gary Parrish putting Tennessee at number 3. I believe John Rothstein had Tennessee at number 3. ESPN had them at number 5 preseason. Like, it's crazy. The hype around this team right now compared to, you know, we were thinking, or the media was thinking, you know, 13th in the league last year. And here we are. What do you think about that?
I mean, no offense to these guys, but I got to kind of pump the brakes on that talk. Number 3 in the country, when you're talking about, you know, the only team above them is Duke and Villanova. That's kind of crazy. I need to see this team handle those kind of expectations and build on what they did last year. I mean, I think they can be a top 10 basketball team, but I think they're closer to number 10 than they are to number 3. And obviously, that's not trying to disrespect those guys because they did a lot of stuff last year. They won a lot of games. And they also played with expectations last year. Once it got to January, February, they weren't really sneaking up on people anymore. Rick Barnes noted at one of those Big Orange Caravan stops that they may have played as a ranked basketball team longer than anybody else in the league, which I don't know. I haven't fact-checked that, but I assume he's not going up there telling lies. If so, that's good for them that they showed how they can handle those expectations. Well, now these expectations are totally different. Last season, it was a feel-good story that they're ranked. This season, if they're not top 10, people are going to be saying, what's wrong? But I do think, that said, they're more of a number 10, somewhere floating around that area, than number 3 like some people have them.
Grant Ramey here on the Swain Event from GoVols 24/7 talking Tennessee basketball. Admiral Schofield puts his name into the NBA draft and takes it out just in the nick of time to return to school. What type of feedback did he get? What does he need to work on in his last year to put himself in a position to be drafted, maybe even higher than he would be if he would have left right now? And what's some of the good things that the NBA scouts are saying about him?
I think he learned what kind of elite condition he has to be in and just kind of how elite you have to be at a little bit of everything to make it at that level. One thing that works in Admiral's favor is how versatile he is. He can go inside and play inside in the college game if he needs to, obviously, because he's such a physical build. And what he showed last season when he moved to the wing was that he can play in space on the perimeter. He has a really good jumper. He has a really improved three-point shot from early in his career. He can handle the basketball. I think if he can improve on all that stuff, if he can add more stuff to his perimeter game, become as good of a ball handler as he is a shooter, as good of a passer as he is a shooter, I think that would, you know, help him a ton as he looks toward the NBA, because he's a little bit of a tweener where he is a big body, but he's only 6'5", so he's got to figure out if he's a guy that can he make it work down low in the paint in the NBA like a P.J. Tucker or somebody like that, or is he going to be after the guy that has to, you know, make his living out on the perimeter. I think he can do a little bit of both. I'm just not sure how much he's going to do that at the NBA level. So the more he works on that, the higher his ceiling is.
When I asked you about DJ Burns, you mentioned that you would have him kind of relieve Kyle Alexander. You would have Derek Walker relieve Grant Williams. And that's not even including John Fulkerson. But it was announced last week that Zach Kent received a red shirt. Where would you expect him to maybe factor in and receive some minutes next year?
Somebody actually on our message board asked me something similar last week, and I was trying to figure that out because obviously we haven't seen a workout. There hasn't been an open workout for this 2018-19 team, but it's kind of hard to figure out where all the pieces fit down low. Obviously, DJ Burns, Grant Williams, Kyle Alexander, those are big bodies that are going to play in the post, but At the same time, Zach Kent, he's 6'10", 230, but he's a guy that he could be one of the better three-point shooters on the team based on what we see in practice and pregame and stuff like that. That kid has serious touch and serious range, so he's more of a stretch forward. And he spent his first season in Tennessee trying to get more physical and trying to get bigger and add strength and weight so he could bang around down low. So I'm not really sure where he adds into the mix. He can be a kind of a John Fulkerson type, I guess, with more range. But it's hard to see where all these pieces fit together, which is a good problem to have because they have a ton of competition on roster and they can change the lineup to reflect a lot of different styles of play.
I like it. Are we turning into a basketball school? I think we might be turning into a basketball school.
Please.
K14 was a commitment for Tennessee, grad transfer option from Richmond. He's actually from the same hometown as me, Huntsville, Alabama, went to Lee High School, and now he's going to Louisville. What happened there with K14? Was it Tennessee saying, hey, we got another guy coming in, or was it him saying, you know what, I changed my mind? What happened with K14 not coming to Tennessee?
It's hard to find out the details on that. I don't think it was Tennessee running him off, and I don't think it was Quan saying, I don't want to come here for basketball reasons. I think it might have been something to do with graduate school and getting admitted. I don't know. Obviously, he's not a bad student because he graduated in time at Richmond, and now he's off to do his thing at Louisville. But he could have helped them. He's going to help Louisville, I guess, coming off the bench. He's a really good defender. He's an athlete that can get to the rim, so he definitely would have helped Tennessee. It would have been a really nice piece for this Tennessee roster because they do kind of have guard depth, but you know, I'm not really sure what's going on there or really how Tennessee handles this because it's just so late in the process here. It's going to be hard to get somebody that fits all their needs in the 2018 class.
Good stuff as always. Grant Ramey, GoVols 24/7 here in the Swain event. What is going on there? I know it's June and we got another month or so, 6 weeks before SEC Media Days. I know the specials and the promotions are changing all the time at 247, but what is going on currently?
We're trying to talk Warren out of marrying West Rucker on Saturday.
Yeah,
that's the big project this week, and other than that, it's basically all football all the time except when a little bit of basketball recruiting sneaks in because it's like 89 days to kickoff as of today.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would want to marry West, to be honest, but here we are. Grant,
why is she doing that? I just can't figure it out.
I don't really know why she is. Maybe she just feels sorry for Wes. I don't know. But are you going to be there? Did you get invited?
I'll be there. I'll be there with my little ankle biters in tow.
Well, I got invited by Lauren. Wes didn't invite me. He did, but then he rescinded it, so I had to go through Lauren. And then Wes's sister. So I'll be there, and I'm looking forward to the open bar. I'll just be honest there.
I'll invite you to the intervention that I'm scheduling tentatively for the middle of this week to try to talk some sense into this woman.
Well, we still got time, man. We still got time to break it up, man. Maybe we can be the wedding crashers. Maybe we can be that.
That's fine, too.
All right, that works. Hey, Grant, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Grant Ramey, 247. Go Vols 247, to be exact, via the B-Draw waterproofing hotline. Austin Price just dropped some stuff here on Twitter that Brant
Lawless.
Can't read my own handwriting. Brant Lawless has yet to report, and his future is a little uncertain. So, he is the 2018 signee, and you got him and possibly J.J. Peterson. You're still waiting on him and Mondre London. So still waiting on all our players to get here and really don't know what's going on with Brant Lawless. But I know we want everyone that signed here as soon as possible so we can get to work. So
I mean, a year ago, you had Brant Lawless, DeAndre Litaker, and Greg Emerson committed as your defensive tackle group. Looked really promising, and now it looks like only one survived.
Looks that way. We will discuss Brant Lawless coming up on the other side. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Today will be clear with a high near 91 and a low around 62. Mostly sunny Tuesday with a high near 90, a 20% chance of rain tomorrow night with a low around 67. Wednesday, the 20% chance of showers hangs around, sunny with a high near 90. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
For what is coming up on the Swain event.
Insects are not the only pests that can get into your house. Squirrels, possums, skunks, and raccoons can find their way into your home and become a nuisance. That's why Southeast Pest Control now offers wildlife service. They will humanely trap the animals and relocate them, including reptiles and even birds. They are available 24/7, and most estimates and inspections during regular business hours are free. If the animal has damaged your home, Southeast Pest Control provides repair and will also provide exclusionary work to prevent animal reentry. So if you hear scurrying in the attic, don't wait until you smell it. Call Southeast Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jerry Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Butch Jones replacing Philip Fulmer on the Jumbotron.
For what?
People getting drunk and stumbling into the wrong house.
For what?
Butch saying a chart told him to kick an extra point instead of going for two.
For what?
People who break the law while breaking the law.
For what?
Thank you.
All right, we got for what? Where we highlight people making very questionable decisions. Just stealing this. If you are listening to the show for the first time, on the radio dial, 850 AM, 100.9 FM, we usually highlight people in the state of Florida. It's where we get most of our for what's. But today might be a little bit different. Charlie, what you got?
I'm actually outside of Florida in Virginia, and thanks to loyal listener Chris, SKS86 on Twitter, sent me this story. The story is Nathan Larson. And if you don't know who Nathan Larson is, that's good, because you're not familiar with a horrible, horrible person. Nathan Larson is running for a congressional seat in Virginia, and that's pretty innocuous. But why is this a story on for what? It's because Nathan Larson is a admitted pedophile, outspoken white supremacist, and he advocates for rape. Oh, and on top of that, he served 16 months in prison for once threatening to kill the president. And now he's running for Congress in the state of Virginia. Nathan Larson, in a general sense, as a person, gets a giant for what. He considers himself a quasi-neo-reactionary libertarian. Don't even, associate yourself with libertarians, sir. He does believe in drug legalization, but that's about the only point that me and him might agree on. He speaks out a lot against the Jews. He doesn't like Jews. He believes that incest should be legal. Trying to go through here.
So he's an Alabama fan.
I literally just
get to the point, Charlie. He's a Bammer. All right.
That's so funny that you say that, because Chris DM'd me that last night. He said, "Man, you got to put this on for what?" I looked at it and like the headline said, candidate advocates for the legalization of incest. And I literally said to Chris, I said, "I'm definitely using this. Thanks. I just wish that it happened in Alabama."
Yeah, this dude's a Bammer. I mean, this is just be a good person. That's all you got to do.
He's not a good person. I just can't believe. I mean, we're living in the times we're living in. And this is a real person who is not, like, I could imagine horrible people in their private lives. You know, you keep this stuff behind closed doors. You're racist. Part. You're a pedophile. You know.
That's
like,
not cool.
And this dude period. Is just here I am. I am this guy. Elect me to Congress. Like, ugh.
What you mean to say is it's one thing to keep all that stuff behind closed doors and, you know, to hide that from the world, but to admit all those things and try to run for office, you got some nerve.
Anyway,
what you got, Ben?
I'm giving NBA referees a for what, because they have had an awful start to this series.
Terrible.
I am not one who believes the NBA is rigged. I think that is the dumbest thing on the face of the planet. If the NBA...
It has been rigged in the past, let's be honest.
The NBA is not currently rigged. If the NBA is rigged, why would the NBA choose to have a sweep of four games against the most...
I don't think it's rigged. It has been in the past.
If it was rigged, it'd go seven games, and LeBron would probably beat the Warriors, because I think that would be the best thing for the NBA, to see LeBron beat the Warriors with this Cavs team. But regardless, last night was rough. You had LeBron, first off, mossing Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, which...
That was a great play.
Pittsburgh, can y'all go sign him to replace Martavis Bryant, please?
He's not playing for Pittsburgh. He's playing for the Browns.
LeBron chases rings. He's not going to go play for the Browns.
True.
But after he mosses them, he essentially gets tackled. I don't understand how that was not called a foul. Somebody please explain that one to me. And then on top of that, my biggest gripe of last night was when Ty Lue stood up for, I believe it was LeBron, after a foul should have or should not have been called on him, receives a technical foul, and then 10-15 minutes later, Draymond Green is called for a foul that he doesn't like.
A minute later.
And degrades the referee by cussing him out in front of the entire arena on national television, and is very demonstrative, just a poor show of sportsmanship, and receives zero punishment. I don't understand the double standard between coaches and players.
If anything, Draymond should have a shorter leash than Tyronn Lue. I mean, yes. Draymond gets to rip the officials out there every single freaking call, and Lue doesn't say anything. He stands up for his player. The one time, he gets a tech. So, yeah, I'm with you, man. The officiating has been questionable at best. I mean, the left-handed three-point attempt from Steph Curry that was clearly an air ball was not tipped. They said it was tip because they felt like they missed a call on the foul, so they wanted to give it back.
I hate that. One last point on Draymond. The thing I dislike about it most, even forget about the calling it both ways, it's the some kid out there saw Draymond act like that, and now he's going to act like that in the game.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
You know they have these things, these people.
I know, called parents. You're supposed to point them in the right direction. But unfortunately, there are there are a lot of basketball players that don't have people who guide them in the right direction.
Correct. I'm with you. But that is – there's another gentleman.
A coach.
Or a lady.
Yes.
That's supposed to prevent that from happening. That is a coach.
Hopefully that will happen.
So, coaches, stand up. And this is where youth sports come into play. This is where you learn – all these life lessons from sports, and sportsmanship is one, teamwork is one, you know, being resilient is one. I can say that word, can I? Can I say resilient today?
Yes, Lyle.
we got to reclaim that word at some point.
I mean, what other word can I use besides resilient?
Well, exactly.
You do not think of Lyle.
Yeah, the worst thing about it is that resilient is, in terms of using it in language, is a great word.
It's a great word,
and he took it and he.
He ruined the word.
Yeah, I hate it.
It's great. It's a great word. So, yeah, I'm with you on that one. Rocky Top Sports will soon be available on a number of platforms that will allow you to consume our content wherever and whenever you want to. Also, you have the strength of Rocky Top Insider, a bunch of smart guys now that are entering their fourth year covering UT sports. They'll be the digital content engine for Rocky Top Sports, making this a multi-platform local sports network like no one else in the market. So today it's just me today. All right, on this new Rocky Top Sports platform, the lineup will fill out, and you'll be able to consume the station as a whole digitally here soon too. So I'm pretty sure there'll be an app that will be coming out. So if you want to listen to the whole station without going to individual people's app here or where they are on the dial or where they are on the internet, you can do that with the Rocky Top Sports digital component here soon. So just me today. But I'm telling you, just keep your eyes out for Rocky Top Sports. And there's been a lot of movement in this market over the last 10 years with new shows, new stations, the folks doing some really good things. There's folks that are not doing good things. There's things that have worked. There's things that have not worked. And so I think Rocky Top Sports have learned a lot from what to do, what not to do. And here we are, 8:50 a.m., 100.9 FM, 865-255-03 is our telephone number. If you want to get in any part of the conversation, you have a question, you have a comment, you can give us a call, and we'll get right to you. We'll go to the text box, also Facebook Live comments, after we talk about Mr. Brent Lawless, who may not be here for this football team. This season. It's what it appears to be. So we'll discuss it coming back.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The berry punch and activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the pure recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The chocolate gladiator and the chocolate shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious.
TK, don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Having a place to call home means a lot. A place that feels comfortable where you can be yourself. Better Mattress has called East Tennessee home for the past 27 years. You can tell when you walk in, they care. They have that Tennessee spirit that feels like home. You can trust them. Better Mattress has the history, the expertise to help you sleep better, and they have the top brands. From Tempur-Pedic to Stearns & Foster, Better Mattress has the brands you know, plus they carry their own line handcrafted in East Tennessee. The owners of Better Mattress know the person who made your Better Mattress. They visit their manufacturers to perfect every single detail before carrying them in their stores. To celebrate 27 years, you can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. That's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
We now return to the program. It's a debtful life.
2 auto loans, 6 credit cards. Sometimes I wish I'd never taken out all this debt.
Oh, you should never say that, especially since Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt.
Who are you? Are you an angel?
Close. I'm a loan officer at Alcoa 10.
Teacher said that whenever you hear cha-ching, someone refinance a loan at Alcoa 10.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Equal housing lender.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castillo a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castillo and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
We'll be right back.
Hour 3, powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Feel like you again? We can help. That is the Low T Center. LowTCenter.com is their website. Multiple locations here in East Tennessee. Two in Nashville, one in Murfreesboro, Chattanooga, Tri-Cities, and Knoxville. Low T Center. Find out your numbers, gentlemen. Rocky Top Sports here on 100.9, 850 AM. Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, and Austin Price of VolQuest. Austin Price been dropping some dimes late there for VolQuest. Tweeted this out. It's a free article, which means I will read you the quotes and never want to share all that premium content with folks on the air. But since this is free, I don't mind doing it, and I'm pretty sure Austin doesn't mind either. Austin says that it's been over a year that Nashville native Brant Lawless committed to Tennessee. As Butch Jones and his staff built the 18 class defensively around a trio of four-star in-state linemen, Lawless, Emerson, and Lydecker, known on Rocky Top as the Big Three. Really? I never heard of that before. Who made that up? The Big Three. Anyways. Fast forward to the present, Tennessee's roster currently only has Emerson wearing orange. Lydecker ended up not signing anywhere after another knee injury derailed his senior season, and now Lawless' future in orange looks to be in the air, as the four-star defensive tackle is not currently enrolled at Tennessee. Lawless will not be in Knoxville for either June or July summer courses, and his future with the program is uncertain. Quote, I'm not really sure what is going on, Lawless said. It's frustrating. When asked if the holdup was grades, himself, or Tennessee, he sounded unsure of what the holdup currently is. I honestly could not tell you, Lawless said. I have no idea. I just don't know.
Now, it sounds, I'm willing to bet that it's probably grades.
No.
But
if you know it's grades, like if it's grades, you know it's grades. Like,
but what
you
I was,
know if your grades are, yeah. are good enough to get through or not.
But what yeah. I was about to say was, but those quotes sound as if Tennessee has maybe moved on. Which doesn't make sense because
you need all the bodies you can get right now,
that,
man.
That and he signed a letter of intent, has he not?
Yeah. I believe so. I have to go back and look, but
that's not a good look.
I'm sorry. There's no way that you, if you're Tennessee, that you can.
They can't back out if he has.
If you, there's no way you can back out if the guy signs his letter of intent.
I know. That's why it's so confusing.
I mean, I just that would be a bad look. I mean,
he had an article in the Tennessean, like a whole thing. Where he wrote, I'm Brant Lawless, this is why I chose Tennessee. And he put it, like, he wants to be there.
Like, Tanner Antinui, and I said this last week, I think he's going to be good for Tennessee at some point. But he better be really good if what went down with him, he's here, he's no problem, and then Brant Lawless is kind of on the outside not knowing what's going on. The truth is,
he did officially sign, just to clear that up.
I'm sorry. I just don't see a situation where you don't know what's going on. And I get not wanting to say it. I totally understand it because sometimes it just ain't our business. It ain't our business.
Yeah.
And maybe right now he does not want his business out there, and or the details does not need to be shared right now. I'm totally cool with that, and I respect that. But now this is out. It's hard not to kind of speculate. It's hard for me to believe it's grades because I know if I have the proper ACT score. I know if I have the proper SAT score. I know if I've done my work in the classroom to have the right GPA. I know that. So for me, that's kind of off the table. What else is it?
What?
My goodness.
What I hope it isn't is that you've mentioned this before, what you had to go through at Grissom High School in Huntsville to get the proper ACT score. You had to overcome some obstacles in terms of teachers who necessarily didn't want to see you succeed because you were going to a different school other than Alabama. What I hope it is that he hasn't been misguided.
Or remember Joe Henderson a couple of years ago in the 14 class had to retake his ACT because his score was high, was really higher than the other scores. And so when that happens, you have to retake it.
Yeah.
I think that happened to Preston Williams had to retake his ACT score too, along with recover from the knee injury.
I think Preston was, though, his wasn't high enough. I'm probably wrong.
I have to look it up, but I know it was something to do with the ACT score. And Preston was a late. He was here, but he was not cleared to go and participate because of the ACT score. He had to retake it.
And after a significant jump, you were right.
Yeah. So both cases, if you have let's say you make a 17 on the ACT the first two times, and then the third time you make a 28. They're going to say, oh, wait a minute. Oh,
what happened here?
Wait a minute. Now, what's going on here?
Has Nick Saban got a hold of your ACT, son?
Or Derrick Rose? Did Derrick Rose hook you up with the guy who took his ACT or girl? 17 probably is a bad example. Let's say 16, because 17 is where you are able to get to school. 16 will be 1 point short. But let's say it was a 16, and then you just jump to a 25. You know, they're going to red flag that, and then you have to take it again. So that makes sense. That makes sense if that were to happen. It doesn't make sense that he signed 11-10 and Tennessee was like, no, we good. We got some other players coming in. That would be absolutely terrible for Tennessee. That would be a bad look on Tennessee's part. Bad look.
I'm going to choose to believe that Brent Lawless doesn't want to kind of admit what's going on grade-wise because he kind of just wants to avoid just bringing up that maybe he's not able to come to Tennessee because his grades let him down. Maybe that's just something that he doesn't want to publicly say, because I know it would be hard for me to admit that if that were to happen to me. I have this full ride to go to the University of Tennessee and play football, but I didn't hold up my end of the deal academically. That would be hard for me to release publicly, to say publicly when a guy like Austin Price maybe calls and asks what's going on.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's going on.
It would definitely be my guess as well. It just – when I read that, it kind of seems like he might be
Jeremy Pruitt
dancing around what's happening.
Jeremy Pruitt can't tell this kid not to come in year one. He
signed a letter of intent. Tennessee can't back out.
Correct. And frankly, even aside from that, Jeremy Pruitt doesn't have the clout to do that.
Not right now, no.
It would be a really bad look for Jeremy Pruitt to do that, which is why I don't think it's that situation going on. I think it's a case of maybe Brent Lawless not wanting to admit kind of what's going on academically, and I don't blame him for that.
I like that last quote, though, where Austin writes, obviously a trying time. Lawless is trying to keep a level head and remain poised. It is what it is, honestly. What is it? It is.
What it is.
What it is.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what's going on. I have no clue.
It ain't be what it is, but it do.
I know he ain't here. I know he needs to be.
It's unfortunate because Brent Lawless is a big body.
That does suck. You need all those dudes you can get right now.
I mean, 6'3", 285. And be a good nose tackle.
Yep.
In a 3-4 system.
Huh.
And even if Jeremy Pruitt was maybe trying to move on,
I just don't.
When it happened this late,
make any sense.
Well, he had from December, whenever he took the job, December to February to decide. I don't think you can.
He signed a letter of intent.
Well, and he was an early signee, so maybe Pruitt didn't have that time to evaluate, but he did have.
But you still let him sign. You didn't let Lineker sign.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you didn't let him sign. You didn't let some other guys sign because, you know, you just didn't want him. So you let Lawless sign. I just can't believe that that's what happened.
I don't either.
Doesn't make any sense. Maybe it's grades, or maybe it's something else that's preventing him from getting in. Maybe some incident and Tennessee does not want any part of. Maybe something like that. The same reason we got, you know, Thompson from South Carolina could be this. I don't know. I'm not. I'm just saying. I'm not saying that's what happened. All I'm saying is you have to kind of look at maybe some of the scenarios outside of Tennessee's telling the kid no, because that would be an absolute PR nightmare if you did that.
Yes.
All right, we got another break before we come back and wrap up today's show here on the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Smoked and sweet, half smoked chicken, served with one side, choice of bread, and a small nanner pudding. That is the lunch special at Dead End Barbecue. Be right back.
Hour three of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Spring is here and it's time to party. Who wants to spend hours upon hours on the smoker while everyone else is having a good time? Nobody. That's who. Call Dead End Barbecue at 865-414-9417 and let a top 100 barbecue restaurant handle the food so you can enjoy your party. The school year is getting close to ending, which means graduation parties and end of the year celebrations. Don't be stuck on the grill. Pick up the phone and call 865-414-9417 and ask for Leah. Dead End Barbecue. Your catering search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Simplico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
All right, Benjamin has a late for what?
I do, and it's going to Skip Bayless. Remember last week I mentioned
he's a worse.
I mentioned that we should
He's the worst, man.
Have a segment where we read Skip Bayless tweets.
God.
I was kidding, although that would probably be very entertaining. He tweeted last night after the basketball game, "Think about this. Chauncey Billups just said on ABC that LeBron looked a little tired." Skip then goes on to say, "It's only game two of the NBA Finals. I covered Michael Jordan when he was a year older than LeBron is now. Nobody ever even thought about MJ being tired. That would have been blasphemous." And then, so somebody takes that.
This is so good, dude.
This Twitter account screenshots that. And then they put another screenshot of an article that Skip Bayless wrote in the Chicago Tribune on June 13th, 1998.
MJ's finals win.
Yes. And I don't know what game of the series it was, but the headline is, "Table set, but Jordan drops his knife."
And then second sentence, he literally says, "Michael Jordan was tired."
Yes, this is what it says. This is the first two sentences. "This will be remembered as the night Michael was mortal. This was his night, his game, his fourth quarter. And Michael Jordan got tired. Number 23 tried, and number 23 failed. With the world waiting to watch him puff his victory cigar, he and his Bulls got smoked by Karl Malone." Skip Bayless, sit down somewhere.
Dude.
I'm so tired of Skip Bayless.
Skip is the worst.
He's the worst.
He's the absolute worst. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go on a Skip Bayless tangent, but I thought that was pretty good.
I love that. Like, what an amazing find by whoever that person was. What an unbelievable find.
Great find. All right, so before we wrap up today's show, got about 5 minutes. Josh Dobbs had a football camp here in Knoxville over the weekend and saw a lot of current players. TK Jr. was there. I saw Dylan Bates was there. Who else was there? What other current players were there?
Jack Jones, not a current player, but a former player that helped out.
Okay.
I want to say maybe Cam Sutton.
Was he there? Okay.
Jared Guarantano was there.
Yep, Jared was there because they had some quotes from Jared about his confidence level and all that good stuff. And it sparked a conversation with a lot of folks who still can't read Dobbs' tweets. And here's one of the powers that you have when you play the position of quarterback at Tennessee is you have an opportunity to do camps like this and pour back into the community, and people are going to support you. But there's a lot of people out here that, for whatever reason, they're blocked on Twitter. And it's not like the hugest – it's not the biggest thing. Like, oh, my gosh, they're blocked on Twitter, so the world's going to end. But – support from the fan base is very important. And I'm not here to say that the fan base is all the time right, because there were some in our fan base that were very embarrassing during Shiano. There were some people, and I say some, does not mean you, does not mean all, some was embarrassing during that time. Some was also embarrassing during the Konzo Martin stuff. Some were embarrassing when Jonathan Crompton was playing and they decided to send him stuff. So I'm saying some, not all. I know of a lot of people that never ever said anything bad about Josh on Twitter. Did they criticize the coach? I'm sure. Did they criticize maybe the outcome, be upset, as any fan would do if a team lose? Yeah, sure. But there's a lot of folks blocked. I used to be blocked. I'm not now. I may be after today. Who knows?
Same. I've been blocked on two different occasions.
I have not been blocked by Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback.
I am not blocked at the current moment, thank goodness. Though.
It is something I don't lose sleep over, but I hope that this changes, because I think there's a lot of folks that didn't do anything wrong are being punished for something that someone else has done. I'm sorry, and that affects kind of your perception of a person or a player. I think the last regime was paying too much attention to what people were saying. Not just Bush Jones, but you know, multiple coaches were paying way too much attention and let that stuff bother them. And some of my players did too, where they were being affected too much by what people were saying to them. Now, there's some definitely reasons why you should block somebody. My reason is that if you are spitting out racial slurs, to me, that you're going to get blocked. I ain't going to listen to that. But any type of argument, any type of disagreement, you know, if it gets a little heated, that doesn't bother me. Because I think blocking is like running away. I think it's a cop out. I think when people block someone, they're shutting down, and that person wins. No, you're gonna continue to see what I got to say. If you don't like it, you can hit the unfollow button. I'm not gonna take energy out of myself and to block you. You can unfollow me if you don't like something. I hope one day that we can get to a point where, like, there's no animosity towards a lot of folks that really didn't do anything wrong. And that's part of it being a player is people, if you don't make a play, people are gonna trash you, man. People are gonna talk about you, and that's part of being a fan. You know, I'm sure when I dropped a pass that should have been called or something like that, it didn't happen a lot, but it happened. People probably ripped me and said, send that punk back to Bama. He's terrible. It doesn't bother me.
I would tell
it's just a part of it.
I would tell Josh, go listen to our interview with Jonathan Crompton, man, and see what real criticism is like and what that does to you mentally.
But the difference is Dobbs blocked people who absolutely trashed him, but then he blocked a lot of people who made a small comment. Oh, that was a bad throw by Dobbs. That's not a reason to block somebody. And it's carried over to the NFL.
It didn't even say anything.
Yeah, it was almost people just talking about it.
I know people that didn't block. I know people that was blocked that didn't say anything at all.
Yeah.
And I've been 95% positive about Josh Dobbs.
You have.
Somehow, some way, and I know who's behind it. I know who's behind it, but this message was kind of sent to some of the current players that I was bad, but I'm the one that had their back the whole entire time. That came out in the last couple of months that I was a foreign player that had the players back that didn't hide up under the coach and rip players for the coach. That's something that I did not do. So I just hope that at some point we get to a place where everything is all good, and Dobbs can feel good about kind of where he is, Tennessee history, and kind of how players feel about him. And the quarterback is always tough. Casey went through it, Ainge went through it, Crompton went through it. Everybody goes through it. You play quarterback here at Tennessee. We'll discuss a little bit more tomorrow. We have to run. That is our time for today. Swain Events, fueled by Data and Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Peace and love. Have a great day.